entertainment, but tonight I'll be some love. Tonight I'll be a ruckus, yeah, regardless of what's come before. I want to see all of the things that we've already seen. I want to see you take the jackpot out of Broom Machine and put it all back in. You've got to understand that you can never be the bandit, no. And she won't be surprised.
To Kale for Sale, September 5th, 2017.
Mark the
this
dates on your calendars.
Kale for Sale. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Radio. It's Kale for Sale tuning in with Dakota.
Emma.
Meredith.
Ilana.
Wow. We have a special guest.
Woo!
And also a member.
Spoiler alert. Ilana is here. She's Romy, my old roommate's replacement. Romy is literally gone forever.
Oh my gosh.
And we're going to have some leafy green banter this year night. Exciting things happened today. What happened today?
School started.
A whole new chapter in our lives. So many cult classic films have been about this entire
reinventing ourselves, new clothes, what are you going to wear? I know I stressed about it for way too long.
For years.
Sweated through whatever I wore and had to change anyway. So
a funny thing about my first day that was not funny but more so just sad was that I had to go to my job, which requires me to wear like a specific outfit, and could not have like a fun back to school. Like Ilana, like we were getting dressed this morning. Ilana was wearing like a cool shirt and like fun shorts, and I was like, I'm wearing these like crotch ripped jeans because like they're my only like intact pants other than the crotch rip, and then also, a like Tufts dining shirt is in my backpack, so I need to maybe. Cry myself awake.
Black hat
and like
taken from the wall.
Yeah, like just like an undocumented black hat.
I also like wasn't sure if we were at the level of me to be like, you know, Emma, it's gonna be like hot.
Yeah, I know. No, I could tell. So I did debrief Ilana on this, and I was like, listen, just so you know, I like wouldn't normally be wearing this. Okay.
It's gonna be sweat anxiety for you. Wait. Like, does she know?
Also, another sad thing was like, I have to wear closed-toed shoes for my job, and like my current favorite closed-toed shoes are like my white sneakers that are like white suede and like very hard to clean because of that. Yeah, and like within maybe 20 minutes of my shift today, I just like squirted like so much caramel sauce onto my shoes, and
every
was like,
time I wear a white shirt,
I was like, I'm. Barbara, I simply must take a bathroom break right now. Like, please, I just.
That's day one and you're already just sobbing in the bathroom.
So like that was our first story about our first day of classes, and we will spend the rest of this hour sharing more stories and some tunes. So
right now we're hitting a song up, and this goes out to all the first years who are beginning their journeys at college.
Heck yeah, college radio, man.
Oh man, I gotta switch up the mics.
Let's do it.
Legendary DJ star Dakota La 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 Roy.
Here we go.
Smooth transition. Just really.
The
the mic. We're back for a second.
Hey to my dad. Thanks for listening, Dad.
We're figuring it out. It's all right.
Yeah. So back to first day of school banter.
This is awesome.
Oh, wow.
Club and drink Miller Lite on Thirsty Thursday and
going out like a sucker, no way.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite on Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday Night Ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey,
I love drinking. I can't tell you what I learned from school, but I could tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put 2 on, then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun, even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. If everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman. Do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand. Can't stand, can't stand.
That party last night.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody. I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
My weed, but my good friends.
Bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate, or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?
Tell you guys how I feel, man.
When you wake up in the morning, hey, mom's yelling in your room. Like, can I get 5 more minutes? Shit, I ain't really tripping over school. Let's get Wiz Khalifa high, yeah. Get meditated over medicated. Get Wiz Khalifa high, yeah. Throw your caps in the air like you know you made it. Hey, when you wake up in the morning, hey, mom's yelling in your room. Like, can I
I get 5 more minutes. Shit, I ain't really tripping over school. Let's get Wiz Khalifa high, yeah. Get meditated over medicated. Get Wiz Khalifa high, yeah. Throw your caps in the air like you know you made it.
I told moms I ain't tripping over school, cause I made it. Said, boy, you got a son supposed to be his inspiration. Put a million in his bank account to leave him out of stake. And I'll never do him wrong like they did the operation. Took a nigga vision from him, was a motherfucker bait. Said a couple years later they could give it back to me. Technology is moving too slow, waiting patiently. Shit, I don't wanna know more, that's how I'm meant to be. Remember young kids in the school, used to laugh at them. Guess I play my numbers real good, check the mathematics. Niggas broke his hoovies, who what? Why they mad at him? Man, I bought about 12 cars just to blast. Pepper switch cars so much, I know which one to blast at. And my bitch so bad, and you know her ass fat. Wanna ride through mayonnaise, who will laugh at? Zoo game, my crew won't put nothing past that. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that
bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hello.
Man.
Oh, man.
Hello there.
Hello there. Angel from my nightmare.
Yo.
What?
Chill. We have a reputation to uphold. Please. Please don't invoke those references.
Why'd you reference? What happened?
It's fine. We're just not going to, we're just going to plow along. Okay.
All right.
So here's something that I was thinking about.
Let's hear it.
I think we should all describe in one word our thoughts on, in general, first days of school. Do we need to, should I given us a little prep time for this?
I feel like we can go with our first instinct. Mm. It doesn't have to be everything. Because mine, I think, would be fresh, which I think can generally have a positive connotation, but in this case, I don't want it to necessarily have just a positive connotation, because I think the first day of school can be a lot of things, but ultimately,
this
is just
so
like a
many
change.
More than one word, but
my word was fresh.
Was this one?
And that was my just my okay, explanation.
Okay,
of it.
Fine. I'll let it slide.
Mine is also anecdotal, so
yeah. Okay,
I think we're all going to be anecdotal. This is Kale for Sale. It's a story of anecdotes.
Something that I'm thinking about was my...
Meredith, yours was good. I don't want you to like think that I don't think it was.
Thank you.
I was on the phone last night with my former roommate who is in Chile right now. We were talking about how it is like a weird thing to be starting school without each other because we were roommates freshman year as well. And she was like, something that I always thought was really funny was that like, I like speaking from my perspective, like I'm not someone who always cares a ton about the way I like present myself and look as I go through the day. But she was said, and she was just like, but you always took like really meticulous care to every little thing on the first day.
True.
And I think just like given how the past, like
your look was well crafted this morning, I will say that.
Thanks. But also just like given like the fact that I've been here all summer and I've been kind of like in a big place of transition for the last like couple of weeks.
Should we talk about it?
Do we want to talk about it?
Yes, but after we all go through it.
Yeah. But because of that, I like felt like almost like this wasn't like a fresh thing, and rather like today was like a closing. I don't know. It was just strange. Yeah, I have like so much. I literally cried in Meredith's bed about it before you showed up.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, but not a bad tears cry, but just good tears. Just a tears. Yeah.
Tears.
What's yours, Emma?
Is unjaded a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I think every semester I start off like I'm bored of the summer. I'm tired of, you know, summer things, not being intellectually challenged and whatnot, ready to take some STEM classes. And then I like go into them and I'm like, I'm going to really, really love this biology class about environmental issues. And then halfway through, I'm like, so it's gonna be over soon. Like, I'll just like head so down, real. Barrel through. But yeah, when I do start a semester, I'm like always pretty like convinced that I'll be psyched on all of my classes.
Yeah,
which is not the case this semester.
That's so true. You're your best self maybe on the first day of classes.
Right.
Okay. I was definitely my worst self today. I think
in terms of my goals for the class, I would say I'm my best.
Oh,
self.
Yeah.
I always walk in there.
Yeah, like, true. I walk in that door. I'm like, I only have one pen and one notebook. I'm ready to literally remember everything without having to take a note and like just be fully engaged in this lecture. Professor, thank you so much for being here. I'm here to just be your
absorb.
Protege.
Yeah.
Turns out. That did not happen.
Dakota, okay. What's your word?
I think my word was probably be loaded. Because, I don't know, school in general is a very like layered concept to me. For those who know my story, know my name, not my story. I didn't go to school until my until this is actually my fourth anniversary of going to school. So I'm in fourth grade, guys, technically. So I started going to school when I was a junior, and it was just
in high school.
Yeah, in high school. I had gone to like community college the year before, so I guess that's like also school, but like academic school in the way that like people experience it was like didn't start for me until 4 years ago, like today basically. And so that, I don't know, just like a lot of feelings about all of that. I feel like always comes up at the beginning of the school year, and like my positive but overwhelmingly negative experiences come back to me, and I'm always like, it'll be different this time, and it's like, it's not.
That school in general as a construct is just a metaphor for growing up and and, you know, life itself and maturing. And maybe Green Day's song High School Never Ends is like way more true than we give
bowling
it credit.
Bowling for Soup, yeah.
Should we play that?
Is there a Green Day cover or am I just tripping?
No,
I
think you're tripping.
Classic mistake though, Bowling for Soup, Green Day.
Whoa.
I actually want to push back against that classic mistake.
Oh my.
High School Never Ends by Bowling for Soup, maybe?
Should we? Yeah, okay. I guess like we'll just like cue that up. And if anyone else has burning thoughts on it.
Wait, I have a burning thought on this song, which is that the Disney Channel original movie, Sky High.
Yeah, that was also my first thought.
The girl who could grow plants, but B, also, they have this song in there and it's an extremely censored version of it.
Whoa.
And I think about that every
time
I hear it.
That's a good thought to have, because I also think about Sky High.
Just in general, I think a lot about Sky High.
I think a lot about Sky High.
I think about whenever
anyone asks about superior powers, I always think about Sky High.
The girl that could really like just ones. Like grow plants right, out of her fingertips, that was pretty cool.
Best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. With that
anyway,
transition...
Oh. Everyone just, I guess, meditate on your thoughts on Sky High, and we'll come back after some more music.
Yeah, exciting. Let's do it.
All right, tunes are coming in right now.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Double Dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we got it wrong, but it's alright. The more we seem to change, the more we stay the same. Don't you think it's strange? Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. Just go ahead, let your hair down.
downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody.
Hello.
What a
journey.
A mix of journey. Yeah. I don't know how to best express my thoughts on our curated songs of late. Sorry?
Did we want to do a PSA now?
We can let that one hang out
until,
you know, keep the viewers / listeners. Are they viewers or listeners, honestly?
I mean,
definitely listeners.
Let's think about like how multifaceted media consumption is.
The thing about radio is that it's kind of like
so many platforms.
It's like the clearest picture, right?
10 listeners, everyone.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's so many.
So many.
I can't believe it is popular. Honestly.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, we have another visitor in studio today. Becca Riddlemeyer.
Becca Riddlemeyer. Rebecca.
How's it going? We're doing all right. She was asking how we were doing.
Come speak into a microphone so that people can hear your lovely voice.
What's going on out there in the world?
Crazy things.
How was your first day of school?
Dude, first day of school felt good. Friends were nice to me. Teachers didn't give too much homework. I didn't lose my agenda book, so all was good.
She made it through her first day of high school. Go, Becca!
Yeah, we just listened to High School Never Ends. Our theme is back to school today.
Mm-hmm. Wait, to be honest, I went and got a Hajjan quesadilla. I'm back to school.
Oh man, I forgot about those.
Today, all of the first years in my class were like very stressed about how meal swipes work as it regards to Hodgkin.
Wow.
And it's a confusing thing.
And that's I still have many
questions about it that have gone unanswered, I would say. Yeah. Trial and error, baby. Pleading to the people who work at Hodgkin.
Yeah.
I also got that from the Fletcher students who are grad students. So high school really does never end, and you really never understand processes that are new to you. They're always trial by fire.
Life is really just,
which is why I think higher education is kind of, you know, just a farce and you'll learn on the job, but let's not delve into that too much.
Do you have any other thoughts on the first day of school? Because we might transition to other music too.
Last
just
day
some
of
good
season.
Stuff.
In fact, yes, we should. The eclipse season is over, so we're all season. We
so
all
that covers the other half Wait, of this theme.
We made literally it out alive is odd the thing I would just like to say.
A little bit.
A thought is when September doesn't mean something new, I think I'll be pretty sad.
Whoa.
That actually makes me want to cry.
Yeah. That's so sweet
and
beautiful.
The seasons that like school gives to us.
Yeah, I think that an interesting thing is like fall. I always wonder if fall is a time of transition because I think of it as a time of transition or because like seasonally.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like leaves are changing
in
fall.
It's transitional in the way of societally created transition and also because we live in a part of the world that it's like a very transitional season of time, which is why I never don't want to live in a fall leaf changing area.
Yeah. Hey. But also I wonder like how I would feel change in my life if the seasons weren't that way.
Right. No, like
yeah.
Like what if you didn't have semesters and years to think about something new? And you were just like another sorry. Just big questions. I don't know if you need us out there, listeners, but yeah, like what do you do when you don't have like semesters and like grades to count your life by?
I think I always
You're happy.
Would. Yeah. Whoa. Well, no, but I mean, like as you were saying, like eclipse season ended, right? Like there's something to that. At
there's
least
always
like
astrology.
Agency over your seasons.
Ooh, agency over your change.
Anyway, let's just go back into music because anyway. I'm feeling like we need to, you know, debrief offline, maybe.
Offline. All right. We're going offline in just a second.
Yeah, but definitely call in with your own thoughts, listeners and viewers.
Some less back to school music, but some songs we've been listening to nonetheless.
Thank you. Focusing, don't pretend to worry that shit. Go through one ear and out the other. Better off saying nothing, nigga. As I sign on and dream on, our vibes were all. Had one trip of a dream back in 2003. Who am I? Will I be? Will I be free? I need a sign. Oh, I need a sign.
Oh, since I was young, been grooving to my own drum. Ain't that many teachers show me my potential. Felt like a failure, mama said you know better. Future in my hands, God, she had a plan. Stronger than I know, soon I'd understand.
goes golden, golden. Look at who you are, how could it be? All I ever wanted was to find some inner peace. Fucking women all, I put it on my soul. Can't help they jealous, so jealous of sun. Learning day to day, human. Spread love to all my sisters and brothers, let's do better. Stop judging the nigga, because they're different. We're supposed to groove to our own tune, so old. From that one trip that dream back in 2003. And who do I see, baby? The stars will align, the stars will align.
Oh, since I was young, been grooving to my own drum. Many teachers show me never changed. So felt like a failure. Mama said, you know better. Future in my hands. God, she had a plan. Stronger than I know. Sooner than understand. The power I possess. The story of the chosen. Oh, since I was young, been grooving to my own drum. Ain't had many teachers show me my potential. Felt like a failure. Mama said, you know better. Future in my hands. God, she had a plan. Stronger than I know, soon I'll understand the power I possess, the story of the chosen.
Hello and welcome. We're back, and here's the PSA.
Do you wanna? Today, in notable current events, very, very sadly, the president, who shall not be
45, we don't say
not be named.
This show
decided to end DACA, which basically is DACA was created by the Obama administration, which is probably almost exactly why he got rid of it, because it is almost bipartisanly agreed upon that that was not something that should be repealed right now. Basically granting protection for undocumented folks who generally were brought over here at a very young age. And yeah, this is really, really deeply upsetting. But we have some information to provide about what action steps you can take, and also just some updates about what specifically this means.
Okay, also just to like preface, if anyone doesn't know, DACA is an acronym that stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So it's for young people in the U.S. who are here and who are undocumented.
Thank you, Emma. Yeah. But basically it is theoretically expiring, or Congress basically has 6 months to come up with like a different option. And instead of
which probably will not happen.
Which won't happen. But originally, there was like this idea that people were just going to kind of wait it out, but they decided to repeal it because the president is a malicious person who decided that everything that Barack Obama did must be repealed because he has no other strategy for governing. Hot take.
Hot, and I would argue very salient take.
Okay, can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah, get okay, in there.
So this is something that I was sent today by a student activist at a different campus, I think. But if Congress fails to take action in 6 months, individuals will not be able to renew their DACA, and thousands of individuals will fall out of status on a weekly basis over the next 2 years until all 800,000 current DACA recipients are stripped of their ability to work and are subject to the threat of deportation. According to a recent report, for every business day that individuals are not allowed to renew their DACA, more than 1,400 DACA recipients will lose their ability to work as their EADs expire. If DACA is repealed, then renewals are put on hold, even for a brief period of time. This study, yeah. So anyways, it's like ridiculous, guys, and like absurd and really horrifying. And there are really
steps that we can take that like don't feel concrete enough and don't fill the hole, but that we, if we have the energy and time, we should really push ourselves and our campuses.
So one thing that is concrete and easy that you can all do, if you're listening, all a million bazillion people listening to the show right now, is you can text RESIST to the number 50409, and that will tell your state senator that you basically stand with and support DACA and are opposed to it being repealed. So that's 50409, and anyone can just do that right now, and you'll go through a little like brief text conversation about.
Is it supposed to be all caps? Because I just did it and nothing happened.
It's an SMS text, so it'll come through once you. Yeah. That's our PSA for today.
Yeah. Becca, do you have any other?
Maybe, I don't know, I'm reading through this document, but hey, take a look out for more information. There's lots of stuff out there if you want more information. I think it's a cool thing for anyone listening to learn about.
Also, recognizing that there are probably members of your community who might be undocumented and are being deeply affected by this, and to reach out if you can, and also just be cognizant that perhaps for some people this isn't like a, what can we do to help, but like a serious, like an extremely like serious fear. So
yeah, I would say with reaching out, I would say be very cautious that like it is a real threat with like ICE agents and stuff like that, so like be cautious of how you are reaching out.
I would say.
Just a reminder.
And specifically meaning like maybe if you think you know someone who's undocumented, don't name them as like a person of your cause, but do support them with your emotional labor that's left over from an emotional labor day that we just celebrated this weekend. And that is how you become a true American hero. Okay, next song segment.
All right, so on that note, we're gonna just put some other songs on. Oh, we don't have any cued left. Is there any song that anyone wants to hear in particular? Okay.
Yeah. I wrote a song, and it goes a little something like this. They say it's a cold world. Yeah, you got that right. I almost packed it all in on the spot last night. They want a killer instinct and I'm just that type. But if the fight's not mine, I won't fight that fight. Life without struggling? Yeah, right. Make one mistake, won't make that twice. Out of sight, out of mind. Find yourself out of time. Buy your own pants, get your hands out of mine. In advance, and I promise you will make it. There's work to be done, you must grind to shine. Every second is a blessing, yes it is precious. Suggest you get off instant message. The aggression when you're finding a direction and heading non-stop is to find that the road is blocked. You wanna pop, flip your lid and stomp, but settle down and work it out is really all you got. So I tell them, when I can't take it, I can't take it no more. This is what I say. Take it no more. This is what you say. And yeah, I'm frustrated. Fuck this. What's this? How much? Who, what, where, when, why, man, how come? So many questions unanswered. I don't understand. Could you please explain, sir? I'm in a phase I believe I can change in exchange for an explanation, estimation, hesitation. Isn't this visible? Dealing with digital, fidgeting through email when the issue is pivotal, critical condition. My head's in, I'm heading in the wrong direction. Book me a session. Let it off my chest, I'll invest in a cannon, just so I can blow with my flow as my right hand man. Van Damme, ass kicking with ash spitting. I'm that different, just as Jigga. He listened and witnessed the birth of a star, emerging and surging his way up to the top of the charts. Now sing along. When I can't take it, I can't take it no more. This is what I say.
So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with you. Blade on curve, would you still?
Lovely.
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still?
Lovely.
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Lovely.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
I got something.
Hold up. We gon' function, hey, no assumptions. Hey, feeling like Tyson with it. Knock it out twice, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yeah, only for life, yeah, only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean, I know what's coming over me. Backstroke oversee, I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in, all feeling go out. This feeling don't drought, this party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. We ain't got no time to waste. Popping your gum on the way, and mine away. I don't want pressure you none. I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way, I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That had a two from your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Typo be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away, yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with you.
Lions beware.
Bum, bum,
oh Bambi, I want.